VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. President Trump declared a national emergency in an effort to combat the spread of the coronavirus in the United States. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Two very big words.
At a Rose Garden news conference, the president said the declaration will free up to $50 billion for state and local governments' virus response. He's also waiving interest on federally held student loans, among other moves. The administration's been criticized for a slow virus testing rollout.
No, I don't take responsibility at all.
Blaming it on an old system not equipped for this size outbreak. The president says more tests are being made available, but urged people not to rush forward without certain symptoms.
It's totally unnecessary.
But says he will most likely be tested after being near a Brazilian spokesman last week who tested positive days later.
Not for that reason, but because I think I will do it anyway.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Trump administration and Congress reached an agreement on a bill that would provide free testing and paid sick leave for workers affected by the coronavirus outbreak. The bill provides 2 weeks of paid sick leave and family leave for those affected. It would also expand safety net programs that help people weather economic downturns, including school children who would lose free meals if they have to stay home. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Friday that the measures would be good for the entire country.
Our legislation secures paid leave with 2 weeks of paid sick leave and family and medical leave for those affected by the virus. And for those who lose their jobs, we are strengthening unemployment insurance, a critical step to protect workers' economic security.
And the president tweeted late Friday that he fully supports the bill, saying he will always put the health and safety of American families first. This is VOA News.